Is the governor ready? Is that an affirmative? We got the governor? Yeah. All right. Governor Rauner standing by. Let's go there now. Good morning, Governor. How are you?
Hey, Steve. Terrific. How you doing?
Doing just fine. And welcome back to the program. So where are we budget-wise?
Well, I think we're close. The big issue that's outstanding, and it's a critical one, is property taxes. We have got to get true, lasting property tax relief for the homeowners and the small businesses of Illinois. So far, the Democrats have refused, and that's the critical issue. That's the one issue that's holding up a truly balanced budget with a long-term stability for the people of Illinois. We need property tax relief. And what we've proposed is a compromise, and it's very straightforward. Do a four-year property tax freeze across the state of Illinois. Property taxes, the levies are locked in where they are today for 4 years. And we give the people of Illinois the ability through a voter referendum, anytime they choose, to decide themselves whether they want their tax levy to go up or whether they want it to go down or whether they want to leave it flat and frozen. And a very straightforward, simple referendum doesn't need very many signatures. And the people who pay the taxes can vote up or down how they want their property taxes to move.
Well, nobody's ever going to vote for their taxes to go up, are they?
Oh, sure. I mean, I frankly, many districts already do it when they do bonds for schools, et cetera. They vote to pay more and to borrow more.
Yeah, but that's your kid's education. I mean, who's going to vote for their property taxes to go up?
Well, their property taxes, part of them, go to schools. So people, and in fact, the way we've done it is there's two separate freezes. There's one for school districts and there's one for all the rest, part of government. So the people who want more money in their schools can vote for that and put it on the referendum, and it goes only to schools. Others, for the rest of government, the freeze is in place, and people can choose whether to put more or less money into that part of government.
Well, you understand, and this was long before you got there, you understand as an Illinoisan, one of the great concerns the people of this state have, and I share the concern, is giving more money to the people in Springfield who don't know how to spend it. So what is the level of confidence anybody could have that a tax increase of any kind is beneficial to us?
The answer is we have been raising taxes for 35-plus years, and the money has largely been wasted. We have the biggest government bureaucracy in America. That's another one of the reforms that we are pushing, and we're close. The Democrats have almost got there in agreement. We have 7,000 units of government. It's crushing us from a tax point of view. It's massive bureaucracy with patronage and cronyism and pensions and taxing authority. And what we've said as part of our package to get a balanced budget, we've said, let's let local residents, local taxpayers, through referendum, not controlled by the politicians, decide whether they want to eliminate some of the units of government they pay taxes to. A mosquito abatement districts and water reclamation districts and local this and this and that. People should be able to look at where are their taxes going, and do they want that entity to continue to be there, or should that be eliminated and consolidated with other government entities to cut overhead and cut down their taxes? Right now, the Democrats have said, oh, we agree, Governor, that's popular and maybe the right thing to do. We don't like it, though. So what we'll say is a few units of government can be consolidated, not all of them, just a few, and only if the local politicians who control those districts say they want to do it. And I say, that's baloney. That's not a real reform. Let every unit of government be subject to consolidation and give the power to the people, not the politicians, to decide for themselves.
So when you go to a state that is so rigid in its architecture of corruption and of cronyism and of people taking care of each other, and you say, I want to give more power to the people and take power away from those who abuse it, how do you break the gridlock?
Well, by just persistence. You know, I'm doing this because I love Illinois, Steve. You know, I'm a volunteer. I'm not taking any compensation. And there are many people like me who just want Illinois to be strong and healthy for our children and our grandchildren. And we've got to stay strong. And this isn't about Democrats versus Republicans. This is about a broken system of corrupt politicians who've been in power for decades, running the government for their own benefit and the benefit of their cronies, and insiders in government who make their money from the taxpayers. And people want change. Democrats want change. Republicans want change. And together, we're going to stay strong. We're going to stay the course. We'll get true property tax relief. We'll get true power back to the people of Illinois. And term limits are the number one way we can bring power back to the people. Block the power of incumbency. Get that out and give power back to the people so we have real change. Barack Obama said term limits help end corruption. George Washington founded America and said he term limited himself at 2 terms. He voluntarily did that.
He couldn't wait to get out. Yeah, George Washington couldn't wait to go back to the farm. I want to get Andre in here before we run out of time, but also, what do you say to people that say this is about Madigan versus Rauner?
That's baloney. It's about change. It's about change versus more of the same. I am fighting for change. The people of Illinois want change, and the insiders in government who make their money from government want the same system. They want the continuation of the status quo. That's what the real struggle is about. That's what the battle's about.
Governor, will you sign any bill that has any sort of property tax increase in it?
Well, property tax rates get controlled at the local level. What I want is the residents to control that. Right now, the politicians at the local level and by the way, the rigged system for property tax assessments, property tax reductions that our politicians are part of and make their money from, you know, by the way, I want local residents who pay the taxes to control the process, not the local politicians. And now look, I applaud the Senate Democrats. They passed some real procurement reform. I will sign that bill. That will save hundreds of millions. They passed real pension reform that I believe is constitutional. As we requested, I will sign that bill. They're close on term limits. They haven't got there yet, but I think they can get there. They're close on government consolidation. They're very close on workers' comp. We're very close, and I believe we'll get there in the next 5 days. The big issue that's outstanding is property tax relief. We need local control of that. Give power to the taxpayers to decide their own property tax.
Thank you for the time, as always. I know we're over, and I appreciate it. Please get this done. That's all I'm running out of words.
We're going to get there. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate
right, thank
it.
You.
Thanks. Thanks, Governor.
It's Governor Rauner and Mike Madigan again has chosen not to appear.